reform committee, because we're going to be tied up right to the last here in the Congress. Have the first 3 or 4 days of the hearings here in Washington. That would permit labor and agriculture and the cabinet officers and the congressmen and the senators that have dramatic testimony or recommendations they want to make it here and have a good press, maybe better in Atlantic City, and then just go up there the last 2 or 3 days.
I think it's an excellent idea.
Well, that's what I want to get your judgment on.
Matter of fact, I think I suggested something along that.
Well, that may be where it came from.
I'm talking when talking with you, we go Thursday night.
We talked about it, and I was rounded up last night. Now, the second thing is, I want you to act as permanent chairman, if you would do it, and I would like to be able to announce that pretty soon so that we kind of know that.
Whatever you want, Mr. President.
Well,
I hope Harriet and I would be able to go there as delegates.
Well, I think that I got to have my man in that job. I don't know what comes up, and I've got to have an experienced man and a wise man and one that knows the party and the problems, and I don't think we're going to have any problem of any kind, but we could have from Mississippi and Alabama. A few of these foolish delegations are trying to say now they're going to have some negroes meet in the hotel room and elect them instead of the duly constituted ones. And I think that would be a mistake. I think what they ought to do is put Mississippi and Alabama near the nearest exit. If they want to walk out, let them walk out, but not us throw them out. But we'll have to see how it develops. I just think it's important that I have a man that loves me and that I trust and that I think is competent in that job. And I just need you so much on platform, but I think that you could kind of guide that and give a little advice as permanent chairman, kind of like you do in the House as the leader and the elder statesman. And I've about concluded that we ought to give serious consideration, that's why I called you, to Carl Albert for the platform committee.
Couldn't have a better man.
Well, I think he, under your tutelage, you could tell him when Hollenwood walks out to grab him like you did, and when the ADA comes in and gives him hell to hold his temper, and like you used to, with Julius Edelstein. I remember you telling me all about what you did. And you kept the convention from blowing up a half a dozen times. And I believe you could coach him, and I believe he'd be better than for us to get some governor that wasn't experienced with these fellows. Mr. Rayburn used to say that some of these governors are fine, but they don't know a damn thing about national politics.
No, and one thing about Carl, he's loyal. He's not only able, but loyal.
I don't know what's going to happen. We can't find out anything. I've talked, and I don't want to repeat this to anybody but you know where my loyalty lies with you. And nobody got more of it for you except Ms. McCormick. But I've talked to these leaders, these bosses, Wagner, Daley, and the rest of them. They all are for me, and every delegation except Alabama has either passed resolutions or endorsed me. And the leaders say they're for me for whatever platform we want, and whoever I want as vice president. I keep hearing rumblings that they're going to be a big demonstration and that they're going to try to force me to do this and do that. I don't see any of it, and I don't want the presidency if they do, because I don't want to have to sleep with a woman that I don't trust.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to be quiet and say nothing about it, just kind of do like you do sometimes, endure things that kind of are problems. But as near as I can tell, Daley had lunch with me this week, and Wagner and Dave Lawrence and all of them, and they rather resent the fact that I'm kind of being pressured. Do you get any sense of that at all?
Yes, yeah. No question about that. All I've just simply said is that the president has to pick his running mate.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, I think that'll work out that way. I've got to talk to you about when I do it. I've got to talk to you how I do it. I don't want to involve you. I don't want to don't want to get to any problems, but I just need some good advice, and I'll do that when you get back. We've got time, but that's why we got to have a loyal team. And
well, I won't say anything about this talk in any way.
No, I won't either.
I want to talk about Carl Albert right now.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And have you considered the parliamentarian?
Yes, we talked about that a good long time. There are two or three that they suggest, but that's a question I got to talk to you about too. Wilbur Mills has been mentioned. They say he couldn't be platformed. They talked about him as platform, but he's against Medicare and he's against the civil rights. And Carl will answer on both of those, and that covers us and still gives us a balanced viewpoint down there. They talked about Wilbur Mills being about one of the best presiders in the House. They talked about Hale Boggs. We've got to kind of balance it. The South's not getting much out of it. We're talking seriously about Johnny Pastore because he's a hell of a good speaker, and he's a Johnson man, and he's a good Democrat all the way for the poor people, and he's an Italian, and I think that would make them feel mighty happy. I don't know. We got to go to the Senate for some of the things, and we take this permanent chairman, and we take the chairman of the platform committee, but I thought I might let them be pretty heavy on nominating me, and we thought about Wilbur Mills, we thought about Hale Boggs, and we'd be glad to think about anybody else that you can think of. We ought to have somebody, though, that would fit into you. And it might also be tough for the South to go against if you gave them a ruling that was based on the House rules that they didn't like. In other words, it would be a little harder for our Dick Russell's group to go against the ruling of the chair and the parliamentarian from Arkansas than it would against Gene Keel. Do you follow me?
Yes.
Who else?
On the other hand, it might be harder for a parliamentarian to make a ruling that way. It's quite a lot of guts, you know.
Yeah.
Usually what we do, when we have a bill like that, we put a fellow like Mel Price and, you know, involving civil rights, a fellow like Mel Price, somebody like that, don't you see?
Well, who are the best presiders you've got, the best parliamentarians, the name three or four of them?
Well, there's Wilbur Mills, of course, Hale Boggs, of course, and Hale has temporarily, I've got to give you this advice. Don't want to misunderstand, it doesn't represent my own views. I was kind of sorry because he had the test of local considerations and leadership position on civil rights, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure do.
And he followed local consideration.
That's right.
I didn't try to pressure him. I had one little talk, and I said, I kept him out of all conferences. I didn't want to embarrass him and so forth. I said, if you want to be all right, I said, you have the problem of your local considerations and your future. And I said, that's just the way it seems to me, and it's a matter you got to consider. I didn't make an embarrassing call for any more than that because I knew he was suffering, but that was enough.
That's right. I observed that. We thought about Wilbur and Hale and Keogh, and we want somebody that some of the other members, the Senate and the governors, that observed have some parliamentary background that they would have confidence in their ruling.
Well, Price is a good man.
Is he a good parliamentarian?
Yes, sure. One of those dependable, absolutely reliable.
Yeah, but does he know how to look it up and know what the ruling would be? That's the damn difficult thing. It's hard for anybody but Dexler to really do it, isn't it?
Oh, yes. He knows it. He knows how to do it. Ross Bass was a good man, but
He's running.
You see, the position of parliamentarian, a fellow like Bill Price would fit in because he's quiet and retiring, but he's got that strength of character.
Yeah, but what you've got to have is strength of knowledge on that.
Well, he's...
You've got to have a Lou Dashler or Charlie Watkins that have been there for 30 years and been doing this.
No matter who you got, you can't locate a Lou Dashler.
No, but you've got to...
Get a theater room as possible.
That's right, and Charlie Watkins.
Well, any one of those five, there's...
Well, now, that's three. Who else? That's Keith Moore. I think we better go the other way, because the chairman, you see, I don't want all Yankees and Northerners framing up on it. We'd have Mills and you might have problem Mills if you got real Arkansas stuff. I don't think you would with Hale if we told him before he went in there that he's got to perform, but we might just say the leadership. We're going to have the speaker, the permanent chairman, Albert Platform, and leadership of Boggs is a parliamentarian, and on the Senate side, we'll have the man that nominates me, and we'll have the temporary chairman, and the keynoter, and we'll have one of the other chairmanships of the committee, just divided off equally.
Well, do you have to select a parliamentarian now?
No, don't have to. We're just thinking about it, and you think about anybody else. I thought I'd ask Lou what he thought about who the best knowledge of those rules, because if we got tied up in one, I'd sure want somebody that knew what he's doing. And I presided, you know, I've served up there for over a quarter of a century, and I presided in the House and I presided in the Senate many years when I first went there. I stayed in the chair nearly all the time, and then I was a majority leader, a minority leader, and majority leader, and you got to know something about the rules to do that, and I had Dick Russell trying to trap me every day, and then I was presiding officer for vice president 3.5 years, but I still had to rely on my parliamentarian with all that experience.
That is true.
Mr. Rayburn told me, and Mr. Garner told him, said, you make a good speaker if you will rely on Lou Dashler, but said, if you don't, Sam, you'll be lost.
As a matter of fact, nothing unkind. The one man who knew the rules the least was Cannon. I never heard him make a point of order that was sustained. That's not unkind. Now, please, but the many a man violated the rules of the House more and knew less about it was he.
Yeah, but when you nominated me out there, you made a motion to suspend the rules, and it took that governor a little time to catch on, and he didn't put it quick enough. But we need somebody there by you that's really fast.
And of course, when I made that motion, I had it all paved beforehand.
Yeah, but he was still pretty slow.
He was slow.
I thought he had it screwed up.
By the way, I didn't even let anyone on the Kennedy side know I was going to make it. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that.
Not that I wouldn't, but...
No, I know that, but...
I didn't think it was necessary.
Well, there's not anybody any closer than we are, and we're always going to be that way as long as both of us living.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Well, I would say on the parliamentarian that you see, there's certain political considerations, too, you can't help but view. And it's not so prominent in that position as it would be in some other one. But
no.
It's there, particularly if...
Well, we had one thing. We wanted to consider Hale because we didn't want to feel by him that we'd taken the leadership on one side, taking you and taking Albert, and then getting to him and saying, to hell with you. And there's not much to the parliamentarian in the way of glory. He just has to sit there with every green fellow that's presiding. And we thought that you'd want to pick a bunch of different folks from different places like Mr. Rayburn did when it wasn't too rough, kind of like you do in the House. And we'd get maybe a little lady preside a little and some of the young Turks that want around. But this parliamentarian's got to sit there all the time.
No question about it. You've got to have somebody knowledgeable. Well, can't we talk when we get back?
Yeah, but let's talk before then. Let's kind of get, because we need to line it up, because we're going to be functional. See, he's also got to be parliamentarian in the National Committee to tell John Bailey what to do. And we'll be having some meetings there, you see, and they're going to talk about this seating thing. There'll be some orders there. If I had to select him offhand, in the light of the fact you're going to be chairman and Carl is going to be chairman of the platform committee, if he'll do it, I haven't talked to anybody but you about it. Pastore, I'm going to consider making him, if Mike doesn't want to do it, and I don't think he will, make him the